have and be arrested and stirred by the Spirit of God to open up doors in portals or in places that we don't have jurisdiction or authority to do. They can raise one finger and get things done. They can release money into our church and say, build a campus. They can release grants in our church and say, do whatever you want to do with it. That's the kind of authority that's coming.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Waiting on God's Timing. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 44.
I had a chance to visit the nation of Israel, and Naphtali even now owns a mountain ridge. The tribe of Naphtali owns a mountain ridge. Let me tell you what's happening. From this particular mountain ridge in Israel right now, they can look over the mountain ridge. They have posts right now to see several nations. No nation can sneak upon them from the west. No nation can sneak upon Israel from the south. They have posts in the territory of Naphtali now with a watchman. Let me tell you what God is about to do. God is about to bless you and expand you in such a way on your west side. Glory to God. On your west, hear me speak prophetically. You find out what the west side is for you. I'll tell you this, it was a place that was barren. It was a place in your life that you didn't have any visitation. It was a place in your life where you couldn't see over the hill. It was a place in your life where you didn't know what you were going to do, but he's going to elevate you and give you a post so you can see over and bless you in such a way, glory to God, that no enemy not only is going to be able to overtake you, they won't be able to sneak up on you after this. In other words, you'll see the enemy forming his weapon against you. I know you hear the scripture say no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. But get this, God is going to allow you to see the weapon before it's formed, before it is launched against you. And you'll be able to kill it because he's going to give you that supernatural ability. He's going to give you that intelligence, glory to God, to pick up the strategies of the enemy before it's formed. And you will spoil his plans. Can somebody say amen? Come on, Naphtali. Rise up in the house of God this year. Let God be God and every enemy be scattered. So expect God to give you high ground. Say it in your soul, I take the high ground. That's right, high ground, glory. And when you're the king of the hill, it's hard for them to push you off. It is easier to keep your territory when you're king of the hill than to try to take the hill. Let me decree it and declare it. Those of you that have gained ground in previous years and lost it, glory to God, don't even know how to maintain it, that has come to an end. What God blesses you with, you'll be able to maintain, and you'll be able to carry it into the next blessing and into the next blessing, and you will increase, glory to God, the kingdom rule. You're not going to die in the midst of it and give back territory after you fought so hard to get it. Glory to God. So when he expands you on the west side and on the south side, a lot of us like the north side. Glory to God. But God is going to bless you on those areas that's south of your borders. Thank you, Lord. Part of your land that you don't tell nobody about. Those barren places, God says, I'm going to resurrect it. So you'll be full of favor. Good God, full of favor this year. Thank you, Lord. Assets. Say asset. People, when they join the church, some may get offended. Do you believe that you will be an asset to this ministry or a liability? 100% everybody says asset. And it's the right thing to confess. And I believe everyone has an intention to be an asset. But you just can't have good intentions. You have to now walk in that. You got to say within yourself every so often, I'm an asset. I'm an asset. I'm stuck. I'm an asset. I'm an asset. You got to say amen. I'm an asset. Okay. When I get stuck, I need you to say amen and I'll get unstuck. You need to say, I'm an asset, glory to God. I'm an asset to you. Say it in your home. Say it to your children. Are you an asset to this family or a liability? Now, I'm responsible either way if you're under my rule. If you live here and you're a liability, it falls on me. That's what kids don't understand. You're talking about you do what you want, but if you're a liability and you're in my home, it's going to fall on me. So why can't you be an asset? Think like that. How are you going to add to our family? Why do you think you're an individual? Who told you that? That's why the world needs the word. That's why the world needs the word. You don't let kids tell you what they feel and then you go with the child. The Bible says if a child leaves you in Isaiah 3, it means you're under judgment. So you got a whole lot of people today that are sticking mics in children's mouths. So what sex are you? I'm a female, but you're a male. I'm a female, okay? And we go with that. The Bible says when a child leads you, you're being judged. You don't even understand what the scripture is saying, and that's why we need pontiffs, not just preaching stars in the sky, but we're preaching the word so you can go in and look at it. You see how far we're drifting. We let our children talk, but you can't tell us how the society is going to go. You haven't tasted desperate yet. If you've never tasted desperate, you won't know what's in you until you're squeezed. Thank you, Lord. You don't even know what's in you until you're squeezed. You don't even know what's in you until you're paying your own rent, your own insurance, your own car, managing your money, and you don't have to ask your mama for nothing. Now we can start seeing what's in you. Do you lose it? Do you lose it? It's easy to sit up in a room that you're given and say, this is my domain, and you're not paying for the house. It's easy to come up with your own concepts. But when you get on your own, you don't have to ask anybody for anything. You can manage it yourself. And when you're squeezed, we can see what's on the inside of you. Don't marry a woman because she's fine. Marry her because she can manage 12 things at once. She's virtuous. She can cook, she can clean and work and take care of kids and help you to organize and grow on her job and speak kindly to you and get on your butt and speak kindly to you and discipline and balance it all out and still be sweet. You don't marry a man because he wears dreads and he got tattoos and he look good. And you got to marry a man that brings his money home, but he also tells you his feelings and he can communicate and he has a broader perspective about life. And he doesn't have to be cocky with it. He's going to speak up when you step on his toe, but he's not going to bust you when that happens. He's going to tell you, just please get off my toe. I don't know if you're doing that intentionally. Well, what do you mean? Yeah, I thought you were a man. I am a man. That's why I didn't punch you. What I'm telling you now is to get up off my foot. What are you talking about? That's why I am a man. I control what I feel. Real men aren't quiet and sit back and relax when there's a fire. When there's a lion, you got to deal with the lion. But you deal with the lion, you don't treat the baby like it's a lion. Everybody doesn't get blown up. You only deal with the threat. It's called temperance. It is to be able to hold an egg in your hand and you stepped in poop and your wife says the wrong thing to you and you don't squeeze the egg. That's what being a man is about, balancing your aggression. Thank you, Lord. You don't know that until you squeeze. Let me tell you something else that's going to happen this year. Ooh. Come on, say, ooh, it's going to happen. That's right. Ooh, it's going to happen. That's right. You're going to say that. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who? Favor is going to help you to produce great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Great victories is coming in the midst of great impossibilities. That's the kind of favor that's coming upon you. They thought they could box you in, but you're going to see victory when there's great impossibilities. Expect to be number one. Joshua 11 and verse 20 says it like this: "For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts so that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses." In other words, a prophetic word has already gone forth over your life. God allowed the person or the authority over you to heart to be hardened, because that's going to be utterly be destroyed. And he used it as an occasion, because they treated you wrong. Now he can punish them. We don't wish punishment on people, but it's just the way it is. So God allows their heart. When you got a person that just won't relent, their heart is hard, you got to see that God is fulfilling a prophecy in your life. He allows it to happen, because he's about to squeeze you in such a way that you will prosper and have victory in impossible situations. He's going to begin to fight for you in the midst of it. Glory to God. There's a Cyrus that's going to bless truth revealed. There's a king that's going to come on our behalf and be arrested and stirred by the Spirit of God to open up doors in portals or in places that we don't have jurisdiction or authority to do. They can raise one finger and get things done. They can release money into our church and say, build a campus. They can release grants in our church and say, do whatever you want to do with it. That's the kind of authority that's coming. Thank you, Lord. And if it happens for us, and it will happen, it's going to happen for you. Your Cyrus is being stirred. That's somebody that never knew God. They never knew God. They never went through a Bible class. They have no concept about worship. They never went to a church service. Yet they're stirred by God. He's going to force them to say, the God of heaven, the God of truth revealed, the God of Simon, the God of Mary, the God of Deborah. I'm talking about you all. I'm calling names out. They're going to say, I don't even know their God, but because you stirred me in the night, I'm setting out my scepter. Whatever they need, give it to them. I'm sending favor their way. And if you all get with it, you're going to see it happen in your life. Favor is also going to produce recognition. Write it down. Favor this year is going to produce recognition. For those that have been forgotten or marginalized, you will be recognized. You will be recognized and not passed over. I've seen prophets come to town. They only prophesy to the women that in the church that have a new outfit on. And the women buy a new outfit so they can stand out. And sit there, be moving like this while the prophet is prophesying. Please note, that's what they're saying. Please notice me. 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 Oh God, notice me. No, you stand out. And they're so greedy they can see that you're gullible for it. You need affirmation to that degree. A person that you never met, because that really makes the affirmation powerful, right? A person that you never met call you out and start telling you things about yourself. That means there's a hole in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, God wants you filled so you don't need strangers to tell you who you are. He wants you to know who you are. That's why you have pastors after his heart to help you to know who you are. Thank you, Lord. You will be recognized, not because of fair skin and hairstyles, but because of the stature that you carry, the internal tallness. Glory to God. Let me help you as well. The funds to come along with the recognition is coming too. Ain't he all right? Glory to God. Write it down. Here's another one. I release it over your life. Favor produces prominence. This is going to hurt you. And preferential treatment. expect to be preferred this year. Expect to be invited to the party. Now, when you go, act like you're a Christian. God is going to let you walk in the area, walking with business owners and bankers and folk like that, and he wants you to be able to walk with stature. You're there as a representative of the kingdom, as a Daniel in Babylon, as a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Babylon, to hold the standard, to not bow to the golden image. So expect it and it will occur. Thank you, Lord. So why is God's timing important? God's timing does two things. God's timing does two things. It grows our faith. It's one of the things that God's timing does. It grows our faith. You know why? Because we're forced to wait, I say, on the Lord. And when you wait, you have to trust. If I gave you too much prophecy, you won't grow your faith, because you would depend on the prophecy and not wait on the Lord. You don't grow in faith until there's a period where you have to trust. So it grows our faith. It grows our faith. Why is it important to grow your faith? Because there's a place, an action that's going to happen tomorrow, where you're not going to have a word or someone affirming you. You need to have something concrete inside of you that helps you to take steps in the right direction. And it is really your faith that guides you there when no one else is around. Your belief system. You raise up your children for about 17, 18 years. Not that in the first 6 months they forget that they have a family. You raise them that way that once they leave the home, they will remember the teaching and the training as they're exposed to things in the world, and still walk in the faith that they have, because they can't see you anymore. So you raise them up for your absence, not your presence. That's what you got to think about. What would you do if I'm not here? That's how you have to raise up children. I want to get you ready that one day I'll be gone and you'll be able to manage. Like I'm teaching today, so when you don't see me tomorrow or Tuesday, you'll have something to grab onto. You can manage your affairs based on your belief and trust in the Lord. If you need me to instruct you every day, God doesn't do it. God gives you instruction, then he lets you grow. Then he gives you instruction, he lets you go. Then he gives you instruction, he lets you grow. Then he gives you instruction and he lets you go. Would not let you go like saying he's not with you. He lets you try it. Take a step with it. He sleep while the storm is going on. You saying, God, I'm going to die. Why? How are you going to die if I'm on the boat? I'm going to trust you or entrust you with a storm to see how your faith grows, or what stature your faith is in. I'm on the boat with you, but if you're in the right storm, you'll forget that God is on the boat with you and be frantic about everything. I can't believe this happened. But where does that say your faith is? Jesus said, "Oh, you, oh ye of little faith, why would you doubt?" And he steps up on the boat, the bow of the boat, faces the wind and says, "Peace be still." And there was a great calm, which he's saying that when you arouse, you should be able to, in your circumstance, to get in the wind. If it's blowing against you, stop letting it blow you this way. Turn toward the way it's blowing. Step toward it and speak the end result. Peace to you. And you'll see the wind come to calm. In your home, if your daughter's acting up, you don't let her blow you away. You turn in the midst of it and face it. That's not the spirit that God has placed on you. And I come against that. Come here. Let me love you. And see a calm there. That's how God wants us to operate. And that's how he wants us to function. Thank you, Lord. That's why timing is so important. It grows our faith. Number two, it makes certain that God, that he, and he alone gets the glory. So God wants our faith to grow, but number two, he wants and he alone to get the glory. So he sends you out. It looks like you're alone, but he's really with you. That when you're rescued, When he delivers you, you can't say, I did it. You have to say, man, that was God. Thank you, Lord. We're in Atlanta. Glory to God. Had a wonderful time with the Wilders. Had a chance to meet with them. The next day, the wife and I go to a restaurant and just happened to say, we're going to go to this particular restaurant. And it was raining. And when we walked in the door, guess what? Someone is coming out of the restaurant that we know. Chandel. Now, I'm like, this is pretty unusual. Because we weren't thinking about going to that restaurant. And Chandel was saying, I just left my wallet, my purse, in the car. And Larry left his wallet in the car. So I was going to the car to pick it up. Because we couldn't pay for our food. We both left our resources in the vehicle. And it was raining, a little cold, right? But we would have missed them. If I came in and she wasn't at the door, I never would have looked over there. Never would have looked over there to say, oh, I know them. I don't do that. I don't look around. Like, who do I know? Me personally, when I step in a room and it's unfamiliar, I set my face like a flint. I walk in the mall. I've had people say, man, he looked at me weird in the mall. No, you can't say that about me because I don't look around. I don't have a wondering eye. Man comes to me and said, man, you hurt my wife. I said, how did I hurt your wife? She said, you ignored her in the mall. I ignored her. You ought to say thank you. What do you mean, man? I didn't even recognize her. I don't even know who. I didn't know that's your wife. She said I walked past her, right? What are you upset about, man? This is how people are. That's why I set my face when I go in the mall. I'm going to get me a jersey and I'm getting out of here. Because that's the kind of thing I get. You were looking at me. What? I was looking at the jersey. Get lost with that, man. Now, you may be able to, hey, everybody, hey. When I do it, then there's always an ulterior motive. So I learned to stay in my lane. That's how we work. I set my face like a flint, and that's how we move. When I'm walking in a restaurant with my, I don't look around. Hey, how's everybody? Everybody all right? In Atlanta? People size you up, man. I'm not doing that. So this is how it moves. And here's Chandel standing right there. And so we were able to have a uniting moment. And we were able to talk for a couple of hours. These are members of our church that we meet in Atlanta. That's a big city, right? Metropolitan to the max. It's like a southern New York now. It's really growing and very diverse. But God had a way of causing our, look at the timing. You're gonna think that, man, I couldn't find my keys and not realize God allowed it to happen so you can enter in at a certain time because there's someone he wants you to meet. The light will be extra long and he's going to cause you to avoid an accident. Thank you, Lord. They may have forsaken you and you're feeling bad right now, or the plane was delayed and you didn't understand that he didn't want yours to go down. Trust the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. So he told me to minister on his timing. He wants to invade your space so much. He's going to bend your chronos and cause you to step into a kairos. You're looking at chronological. It takes 3 years before I get promoted. No, not for you. I'm about to move for you now. I'll continue. I'm going to be ministering on this vein for a few services because he gave me a lot of content to give to you, and I got to share it with you. Glory to God. So let's give God praise for this moment in time.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Waiting on God's Timing, Log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2301-0108. That's reference number 2301-0108.
Abishai Inspired Men, we are thankful you attended the Red Zone. We hope you enjoyed the experience as you aimed for victory while making the most of every opportunity. We look forward to seeing you again, so save the date for Men's Advance Reloaded, January 12th and 13th, 2024. Trim Nation, mark your calendars for Transformational 2023, a community health fair presented by the Health and Wellness Ministry and sponsored by Health First. Join the Health and Wellness Ministry at the Evans Center in Palm Bay on Saturday, January 21st at 11 a.m. as they kick off the new year with a focus on fitness, nutrition, mental health, medical screenings, and plenty of fun activities for the kids. So come out to get your new year started and be transformed in 2023. It is that time again to join Ambassadors for Christ in the Get the Word Out Challenge and share the good news about Jesus using your social media platform. For more information, email ambassadors@truthreveal.org. Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.